University of Dundee are developing a forensic toolkit that will allow investigation teams to determine the age of fingerprints, detect traces of steel on bone from stabbings, and produce a spray that can reveal traces of bodily fluids at crime scenes. Apologies if you're at your breakfast. The kit by the Dundee University students will be entered into the International Genetically Engineered Machine competition being held in Boston next month. Professor Tracy Palmer is one of the team supervisors, and Manuel Blank is one of the students involved, and they both join us now. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hi. Professor Palmer, first of all, then, tell us something about this competition.
Well, the competition's been running for just over 10 years now, and it's a worldwide competition where a team of undergraduate students from universities around the world develop a project that uses a modern science called synthetic biology to solve a real-world problem. And Dundee's been entering the competition for the past 4 years, and each year they've come up with a world problem or a local problem even that they want to solve using synthetic biology. And so this year the students have decided that they want to develop a forensic toolkit.
Right, and Manuel, tell us something about the project then, about that toolkit.
About the project itself, it's developed, as Tracy just said, mostly with synthetic biological techniques. So each of us, we're six students in the lab and four as well in a dry lab, work on a sort of different approach. So one person would work in fingerprints, one person would work on the sensor for that's going to be used on bones and so on and so forth.
Right, and let me stop you there about that sensor, about the steel on bone, because that jumped out at me, and I was thinking, what on earth's that? How would that work? And what does it actually find out, that somebody's been stabbed in a certain way? I mean, what is it?
So what we're exploiting is mostly the fact that stainless steels contain a large proportion of chromium. So there's some bacteria that can sense chromate present, and we're exploiting this mechanism in order to detect it.
Extraordinary. So it's looking for the bacteria that like stainless steel?
not quite. We're using a different set of bacteria and only a compound present in stainless steel. But sort of, I guess so. It doesn't necessarily tell you what way a person was stabbed or anything, but it might be able to reveal that it actually happened, as opposed to, for example, a bone being found that just wore down by natural influences.
Right. It all sounds quite complicated. Tracy Palmer, is it possible to tell whether those involved in the competition will be able to, as it were, understand all this and understand the significance, the relevance of it?
I think so. I mean, the students have made real effort to engage with the community. They've spoken to forensic scientists. They've met crime writers. They've met lawyers. The idea is that there really isn't any, I guess, modern science and forensic science at the moment. Everyone thinks that DNA technology is modern, but actually that's quite an old technique if you think about it now. So the idea is that they want to bring quantitative, measurable technology to forensic science, and I think that they've been able to get that across quite well. So, for example, if I could just tell you about the fingerprint, everyone knows for hundreds of years that a fingerprint at a crime scene is a big clue, but how old is that fingerprint? I mean, it could have been there for years and not involved with a crime. So the idea is if you can actually age a fingerprint, that can put someone at the scene of the crime at the right time. And actually, there is no technology to do that. And I find that quite amazing.
Yeah, Professor Palmer, I mean, Dundee seems to have built a real reputation worldwide, really, in forensics. How far can that go?
I think I'm actually quite excited about this. I mean, Dundee has, as you say, a major reputation in forensic science, but also in other areas of science, including biological sciences. And I think the ability to bring these sciences together, such as modern biology, to answer correct questions in forensics, where there really hasn't been that much crosstalk between the disciplines, I think it offers real opportunity. And I think Dundee is actually a great place to do that because we have expertise in these areas.
Manuel Blank, are you and your colleagues, your other students, pumped for this competition?
Are we, sorry?
Are you ready for it? Are you up for it? Are you enthusiastic?
Definitely, yes.
And what would it mean to win?
Oh, that would be quite overwhelming, to be honest. as an undergraduate student, it would definitely mean a lot to A, speak at an international conference, and B, be actually the winner of a competition where 280 or more than 280 teams take part.
And so, yeah, so I mean, presumably it'd be something good to have in your CV, even if, you know, even if you're just in there at the finals, as it were. What do you hope to do eventually, you and your colleagues? What sort of jobs do you think this will lead to?
Let me just say the CV is not necessarily the reason why I apply.
No, absolutely. It's science for its own sake and all of that. But yeah, what do you expect to do?
After my degree?
Yeah.
I would actually like to continue on and try to get a master's, perhaps a doctorate after.
Excellent. Well, good. And congratulations on getting this far, and best of luck with the career. That's Manuel Blanc. And earlier you heard from Professor Tracy Palmer, all from Dundee University, 10 to 8.
Now, Frankie Boyle will tonight headline the Theatre and